The Cavemen win the opening tip. They'll work in the basket down near our end. Down low, it's Pritchett. Outside, getting cut off is Thomas. He'll go to Fisher. Fisher drives into the high lane. Gets cut off outside with two dribbles. It is Thomas. He'll give it off, and it's a three on the way and good for Brady Fisher. Fisher only 7 for 31 on the season. That's just his eighth triple, but it gets Mishawaka off to a 3-0 start. And Lewis will look to answer. He's off to the right on the right wing three. And the rebound to Mishawaka. Here's a drive. Snyder is cut off, so he'll throw up top between the rings to Pritchett. Pritchett hands on the left wing to Fisher. Fisher drives to the bucket, and he gets fouled going up for the layup by Dillard. H.J. Dillard will pick up the foul for Wayne, and it's going to be two free throws coming for Brady Fisher, a 60% foul shooter. Fisher trying to make an aggressive start to this game. Hit his eighth three of the year in the first possession, and now he sinks the first of two free throws, and Mishawaka's out to a 4-0 advantage. 7:02 remaining, opening quarter. The right-hander flips it, and it's no good. Rebound tipped off the hands of Dillard, and Preston Comer collects it for the Generals. He'll give it to Barnes. Barnes will run the point between the circles. Popping out for the high post. Comer to Barnes' left wing. Up top, they set up Lewis for a top-of-the-key triple. It's no good. Off to the left, and the rebound goes to Mishawaka. Cavemen on the push. Snyder down the lane. Forced a layup. Didn't get it. Rebound off the hands of Barnes, and then a scrum for the basketball. It's tied up on the deck, and it's going to belong to Wayne. 6:36 to play, first quarter, and Wayne yet to see anything go through the hoop. They're down 4-0. Front court, Barnes, right wing. Off a screen, he centers the court. Dillard behind the arc, hands to Lewis, left wing. Up top to Comer. His three on the way. Too strong. Back iron and the long rebound collected by Mishawaka. Cavemen leading it 4-0. Front court, Fisher spins, stops at the foul line, drops down low, got a man open, and a layup by Cooper Pritchett. A 6-0 start by Mishawaka 2 minutes into the game. Front court, Lewis, top of the key. Flips it out on the wing. And now up top it goes to Barnes. Chase Barnes. Huge game last week in the regional victory. Here's Barnes, top of the key. He'll launch. Long two is no good. And the rebound goes to Mishawaka. Brady Fisher pulls it down. And now Wayne hounding Fisher. They force a turnover. Underneath, Comer gives it to Dillard, and on the layup, Dillard's fouled. He didn't get the shot, but H.J. Dillard will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. He's 65% on the season, and he's got a chance to get Wayne on the board. They trail it 6-0 with 5:33 to play in the opening quarter. Dillard, a 6'6 junior, flips and hits. Wayne strikes. 2 minutes and 27 seconds into the game. It is a 6-1 score, and one more coming for the Wayne big man. Knee bend, flip, and ball rolls off left. No good. Rebound tipped out of bounds off Wayne, and it belongs to Mishawaka. 5:32 on the clock. We're in the first quarter of game two of the Elkhart Semi-State. Number one-ranked Fishers has advanced into tonight's championship to play the winner of this one. That game will tip at 7:30. If it's Wayne, we will have coverage. Caleb Hatch will be here for the play-by-play. Here's Mishawaka. Double-teamed on the perimeter. Snyder, and they reach in, and they're going to call a foul on the Generals. And this could be the second on Dillard. He picks up his second foul. Two fouls of the game called on Wayne, and they're both against H.J. Dillard, who averages almost 11 rebounds a game. That's a big loss here, only 2 minutes and 49 seconds in. He goes and sits down. into the game is Zaire Sullivan. Mishawaka with the ball up 6-1. Snyder up top. It's a three launched and missed by Fisher, and the rebound goes to Wayne. Lewis quickly in the front court. Barnes, left corner, triple, too strong. Rebound tipped, goes to Mishawaka. And then it's stolen away at midcourt by Lewis. Here's a good cutter down the lane. They get it to Barnes, and he'll lay it in. Quick turnaround as Wayne made the steal and turned it into transition points. A 6-3 contest. In the lane, Johnson now up top. It goes to the right wing. Here's a drive, and Fisher gets hit as he puts up a little fadeaway step back in the paint, and that's going to be a foul on Wayne, putting Brady Fisher back to the foul line. And they call the foul on Zaire Sullivan, so another big man for the Generals picking up an early foul with Dillard already on the bench with two. 4:18 to play, opening quarter. Mishawaka with a 6-3 lead. And to the line, Brady Fisher. Too strong on the first. He is now 1-for-3 at the free throw line. 60% foul shooter on the season. 6'4 senior leads the Cavemen in scoring. Second one flipped up, and that one's good. 7-3, a touchdown and a field goal on the scoreboard here at the old Northside Gym. Just off Main Street, north side of Elkhart. Barnes down the left side of the lane, double teamed, and as he gets trapped, he also gets fouled. It's before the shot went up, and the foul is called on Rashawn Johnson. For Mishawaka, it's his first. That'll be the second on the team. They go down low. Comer, pass across the lane, bounced off the chest of Sullivan. Here comes a break for Mishawaka. Down low, the ball stripped right out of the hands of Mishawaka's Jack Troyer. But they say it was out of bounds under the basket, that Troyer had his foot on the baseline when he stripped it. Here's Mishawaka, foul line jumper, Johnson, no good, off to the right, rebound to Wayne. Javon Lewis on the push, on the float, and it's partially blocked, no good, and on the rebound, it goes off Sullivan, out of bounds. It'll belong to Mishawaka. 3:44 to play, we're in the opening quarter, and a 7-3 Cavemen lead over the Generals. Mishawaka, 20-7 on the season. The Generals, 22-3. Troyer in the corner. Up top to Snyder. Snyder around the arc all the way to the right baseline. Now back up on the wing to Johnson. Rashawn Johnson. 6'3 senior. Top of the key to Pritchett. Pritchett drives, got around his man. Pump fake, put up the shot in close and missed it. Comer the rebound for the Generals. Here's Barnes right wing. He fakes. He drives baseline to the bucket. Through contact. Chase Barnes scores. And he got fouled. He's going to have a chance at a three-point play. A flex and a scream to the sky on the bucket by Barnes. 86% at the charity stripe. He's got a chance to close Wayne to within a point, and he's got it. The junior has made it a 7-6 contest. 5 points for Chase Barnes. Now front court, Fisher on the wing. Back up top, where it is Snyder running the point. Snyder brings it to the left wing and hands it to Troyer. Troyer cross court, pass deflected. Barnes dives to the deck at midcourt to tie it up, but the arrow does point to Mishawaka. They'll keep possession. Substitution coming back into the game for Mishawaka. Trey Thomas, the 6'4 senior. Mishawaka generally about 7 deep. Wayne will generally ride the starters as much as possible, although we will see Carrington Terry off the bench as their sixth man. Here's a drive in the lane. Thomas goes up. Thomas misses from in close, and the rebound to Wayne. Quickly front court. Barnes is left open. His transition triple is too strong, but a rebound to Comer. Wayne has it, and they'll set up the offense between the circles to Javon Lewis. Lewis surveys, pulls up right elbow. Jumper too strong, and the rebound goes to Mishawaka. 2:15. Clock runs into the first quarter. A 7-6 score. Mishawaka has the lead and the basketball. Rashawn Johnson's going to drive baseline all the way up and under and lay it in off the window. Good bucket by Rashawn Johnson, a 9.7 point per game scorer, 3-point lead. And Comer will try to tie it. His three from the top of the key is off, and the rebound to Mishawaka. 3-point lead for the Cavemen. A minute 45 to play in the opening quarter. Mishawaka front court. Here's Fisher. Drives, spins, flips it underneath. That's Snyder, 5'11 guard among trees, so he'll dribble out of trouble and give on the perimeter to Johnson. Now on the wing to Fisher. Baseline drive. Fisher up off the window. Count it and a foul. And it might be the second on Zaire Sullivan. It is. Both Wayne big men with two fouls here in the opening quarter. Dillard got his early. He sat down. Sullivan checked in, and now Sullivan has two. Carrington Terry has come into the game for Wayne, and Fisher to the foul line. He's 2 for 4, and he makes that one. 3 for 5, right at his 60% mark on the season. 8 points in the quarter for Fisher and a 12-6 Mishawaka lead. Here's Barnes. He'll drive all the way to the basket, put it up, and it rolls off. No good. Rebound goes to Mishawaka. Fisher, Johnson, front court on the push. Johnson down the lane to the basket. Layup, no good. Rebound goes to Wayne. Here's a drive, and the ball stripped out of the hands of Carrington Terry. Went out of bounds under the basket. They say it was touched by Mishawaka, so the Generals will inbound it with 57.8 seconds on the clock here in the first quarter. Mishawaka 12, Wayne 6. On a set inbound, Lewis has it right wing. He's isolated. Lewis, baseline, stops, pivots, throws up top to Barnes. Barnes dribbles to the right wing and hands to Lewis. Lewis, he'll drive. He'll put it up with the left hand for the right side of the basket. It's too strong, and the rebound goes to Mishawaka. And Fisher on the break, driving down the lane, and he got fouled from behind, and that is going to be two free throws. Wayne over the limit here in the first quarter. And Brady Fisher a chance to go into double digits in the opening quarter. The first is no good. 38.2 seconds remaining. Quarter number one. A 12-6 Mishawaka lead. Wayne having trouble finding the range here in the first quarter. Second free throw also misses. Rebound tipped away from Barnes. And now a scrum on the deck. It's going to be tied up. And the arrow points to Wayne. So the Generals will get the ball with 34 ticks left before the end of the quarter. Our officials working here in our second game of the day. Danny Torok, Michael Fuqua, and Matthew Davis. Sean Scherfe is the alternate. Saw Fort Wayne's Jeff Lytle as one of the three officials in game one, which was won by Fishers 48-37 over Crown Point. Last 10 seconds. Here's Lewis. Lewis launches three. No. Rebound put back in by Chase Barnes. He went up and over everybody to get the put back. And that is how the first quarter will end. Wayne is down, but they'll take some momentum into the huddle on the Chase Barnes putback in the final seconds of quarter number one. After one complete, it is Mishawaka 12, Wayne 8, and you're listening to Semi-State Basketball presented by Parkview Sports Medicine on 1380 The Fan and 100.9 FM. Low scoring first quarter, Mishawaka 12, Wayne 8, and the Cavemen start with the basketball here in quarter number two. Johnson has it, right corner, goes up top, where Troyer gives it up. It's around the horn into the left corner, and Thomas can't do anything with it. Johnson now has it, left wing. Johnson drives, kick out. Here's a three, and it's halfway down out. Johnson, offensive rebound. His putback comes off the iron. And the rebound to Waynes, Carrington Terry. To Lewis, Javon Lewis. To Barnes, out to Javon Lewis. He'll cross over, drive down the left side, all the way to the basket, miss the scoop shot. Javon Lewis having a tough time finding the range here early. Still scoreless for Wayne. Here's a drive, Johnson, and the offensive foul, Rashawn Johnson. And what a job by Carrington Terry to get position and hold his ground on the drive coming in from the left wing by Mishawaka's Rashawn Johnson. That gives Wayne the ball. The Generals are down by four. We're a minute into the second quarter. Javon Lewis on the dribble, top of the key, gets a screen. Can't use it. It's back outside, rotated through Miles to Comer. And Comer with the drive all the way to the basket with the layup. Preston Comer makes it a two-point game. First bucket of the contest for Comer. Seven of Wayne's 10 have been scored by Chase Barnes. Similar to what happened last week when Barnes got hot for the Generals to lead him to the win over Northside at the Logan Sport Regional. Here's a drive, a spin by Fisher. As he goes up, they're going to call a foul, and they got it on Carrington Terry of Wayne with the body. The ball was blocked, but the block, they say, was clean. It was the body of Carrington Terry underneath committing the foul. And it will put Brady Fisher back to the line where he's had mixed results. 3 for 6. And now 4 for 7 as he makes the first. It's 9 points in the game for Fisher. And a 13-10 Mishawaka lead. He'll try to make it a two-possession advantage if he can hit the second of two. Once again, Wayne playing without a true big man. They're matching up with almost five guards on the floor. Second free throw also goes for Fisher, and it's a 14-10 Mishawaka lead. Here's Barnes on the perimeter. He'll drive all the way to the basket, put it up, and oh, he almost got it off the glass. But he did get fouled, and Chase Barnes is going to have two free throws coming. With 6:10 remaining in quarter number two, a four-point Mishawaka lead, and Barnes, 86% on the season at the free throw line, looks for his 8th point. It's up and good. Chase Barnes averages 13.5 a game. And second one is no good. So Barnes stuck on 8 points here with just over 6 minutes left in the second quarter. And Wayne down by three. Here's a drive. Thomas all the way to the basket. Put it up on the run with the right hand. It's no good. Rebound tipped out to the corner and is chased down by Mishawaka. Fisher gives to Thomas. Backdoor cut. Fisher. Oh, a nice flip across the paint to Cooper Pritchett for the layup. And he got fouled. Really good attack on the dribble and the extra pass by Brady Fisher across the lane after the help defense had rotated over. And Pritchett's got a chance for a 3-point play that could give Mishawaka a 6-point lead. Free throw is up and good. Cooper Pritchett, 70% free throw shooter of the season, averages about 10 a game, and he's given Mishawaka a 6-point advantage, 17-11. Now Chase Barnes on the wing. Here's Terry. A drive, a float. It comes up short. But a rebound by Terry. And now he'll feed in the lane. And Lewis got all alone. His man fell asleep. Lewis got three underneath. And he'll lay it in for his first points of the game. 5:20 to play in the opening half. And a 17-13 score. Now Fisher trapped. But he dribbles out of it. And a timeout is called as Fisher's heading down the lane for a layup. It comes from the Mishawaka bench. They thought that Fisher was trapped. And so they jumped up to call the timeout just as Fisher split the double team. And once he did, he had a free path to the basket. Coaches talking to the officials saying, hey, once he got free, you should have just ignored it. Wave it off. We're not taking the timeout. We want the points. But it is a quick timeout, just a 30-second break with 5:18 remaining here in the first half. A 17-13 lead for Mishawaka over the Generals, who've trailed the entire way. Mishawaka jumped out and scored the first 6 points of the game. Wayne has been fighting an uphill climb ever since. Out of the timeout, Carrington Terry on the court for Wayne, along with Quaylen Miles, Javon Lewis, Chase Barnes, and Kalen Williams-Thomas off the bench. On the perimeter, Snyder, corner to Fisher. Fisher, guarded by Carrington Terry, lost the dribble, and he ended up having to go off his hands out of bounds. That will turn it over. So a ball handling mistake by Mishawaka gives it to Wayne. Generals down by four. Two ticks, over 5 minutes left here in the first half. On the perimeter, Barnes. Crossover from the elbow, down the left side of the lane. Stops, pops, and hits from 10 feet. Chase Barnes with 10 points in the first half. And the Generals within two. Full court pressure by Wayne. And Mishawaka breaks the pressure, gets into the front court. And here's Fisher driving down the lane. Big collision. And we got a blocking foul that is called. Both officials looked at each other. And finally, the one under the basket was the one who made an emphatic block call on it against Carrington Terry. So Mishawaka's Brady Fisher will get two free throws. He has spent a lot of time at the free throw line. He is 5-for-8 already. 2-point lead, and first one banks off the back heel, no good. 5-for-9 at the line for Fisher. Right now he's even with Chase Barnes of Wayne. Game high, both with 10 points. And now he's got 11. He makes the second free throw. Still a one possession lead for Mishawaka with the split at the charity stripe. It's 18-15, 4:37 to play, second quarter. I am Brett Rump. High above Elkhart's Northside Gymnasium with Balin Brake comfortably seated. In the 1380 The Fan Studios, Jermon Lewis, quick launch, top of the key, missed it way off to the right, and the rebound goes to Mishawaka. Here's Johnson on the dribble against Lewis, front court. It is Thomas. Down low, he finds Troyer, who lays it in. To 15, and then a turnover by Wayne. They just lost the ball underneath the basket, and they give it up 20-15. Mishawaka, Wayne having trouble getting over the early hump. 4:02 remains here in the second quarter, and Wayne down by five. We've got a timeout in the action. We'll take a break. You're listening to Semi-State Basketball, presented by Parkview Sports Medicine on 1380 The Fan and 100.9 FM. Number one ranked Fishers won game one here at Elkhart, 48-37. Crown Point battled them and had a nice little run in the second half. They got it as close as five. But Fishers was able to hold on to advance to tonight's championship game, where they will take on the winner of this one to earn a trip down to Indianapolis and the 4A state championship game, which once again is going to be played in 2 weeks because of the regional at Gainbridge Fieldhouse in the NCAA tournament next week. Here's a three from the right wing, busted right through the twine by Jackson Snyder of Mishawaka, and they've got an 8-point lead, 23-15. Barnes to Lewis. Lewis, crossover, baseline drive, gives it up across the lane. Nice jump stop by Carrington Terry, and he'll give a shot fake and then split the defender right up to the rim and score it. Carrington Terry makes it 23-17. Fisher from the foul line. Hands it off. Snyder again. Snyder, back-to-back triples. 9-point advantage, largest of the game for Mishawaka. 3:10 remains in the second. 26-17, Cavemen over the Generals. Here's a drive, Barnes. As he goes up, he was stripped. The ball's out of bounds baseline, and they sit off of Mishawaka. 3 minutes exactly showing on the scoreboard clock. 26-17, Mishawaka the lead. Good crowd in here with Mishawaka, only a few miles down the road. Miles gives on the perimeter to Javon Lewis. Now Chase Barnes out between the circles. Throws to the right, where Lewis will go to work. Lewis drives, dishes to a cutter underneath the basket. Terry tried to go reverse layup, and they say it's a tie-up. The ball knocked out of Terry's hands. Not exactly sure when the ball got tied up, but they're going to call it a tie-up, and the alternating possession arrow points to Wayne, so the Generals will keep it. Sullivan on the perimeter to Miles, to Javon Lewis, top of the key. He'll step back and fire and miss it. Too strong on the triple. Not a good shooting day so far for Lewis. Just 2 points with 2.5 minutes left in the first half. Snyder went to throw it. It got knocked away. Wayne a steal. Lewis to the basket in transition after the turnover. He'll lay it in, and maybe that'll get Lewis going. 4 points now for Javon Lewis, a 26-19 deficit for the Generals, just over 2 minutes left in the second quarter. Mishawaka in the front court. On the dribble, Snyder between the circles. The big E logo in blue with yellow trim, and he'll drive down the right side lane, get cut off, back outside it goes, where Pritchett gives to Fisher. Now on the wing, Snyder up top to Fisher. Outside to Snyder. Another triple. Three of them for Jackson Snyder, who's only a 25% three-point shooter. A drive by Barnes all the way out the other side to the left corner. Up top, Miles to Lewis. Lewis is going to drive. He'll float and bank it in from the right block. That's six now for Javon Lewis. Minute 20. Remains in the half, 29-21. 8-point lead for Mishawaka, and the Cavemen a chance to go up double digits with the ball. Fisher works the dribble between the circles. Now on the right wing. A couple of bounces and a pass up top by Anthony Nelson. And Fisher has it. We're down to 53 seconds. No shot clock, so Fisher will take his time. As Brady Fisher, the top scorer for Mishawaka, hoping to have a date against his namesake coming up later. Corner triple is good by Anthony Nelson. He's only 22% from beyond the arc this season. A quick answer on a pull-up jumper at the foul line by Javon Lewis. Three buckets in a row for Lewis. He's got eight, and the lead cut back to nine. But Mishawaka just on fire from behind the arc. 32-23. Wayne averages over 70 points per game. In fact, Wayne in the top five in the state in points per game. And right now, Mishawaka has shut the Generals down. Last 12 seconds. Here's Fisher. Oh, big collision, offensive foul. Fisher drove right into Carrington Terry. And that will give the ball to the Generals with 9.3 seconds to work with. They'll inbound backcourt on the baseline underneath the Mishawaka basket. Well, Wayne needs to get momentum to the locker room, and maybe a late bucket here could do it. They're down by nine. Here we go, last 9 seconds. Slowly into the front court. Six as he crosses the timeline. It's Lewis. Lewis, a crossover, a drive, throws it up. It's partially blocked. Offensive rebound, the putback, no good. Mishawaka had a hand on it as Sullivan tried to get the putback up. And the teams go to the locker room, and a big crowd that is assembled here in Elkhart from about 12 miles to the west in Mishawaka. They salute the Cavemen. 20-7 on the season, but they've got a 9-point lead over the Generals here at the break. We will come back, tell you a little bit about the first half, and get the second half underway. I'm not sure. We might have the Commissioner's Corner coming up next. Hopefully, we've got that ready to roll with Commissioner Paul Neidig. But here at the half, 32-23, Mishawaka, a 9-point lead over the Wayne Generals. You're listening to Semi-State Basketball being presented by Parkview Sports Medicine on 1380 The Fan and 100.9 FM. Just seconds away from getting our second half started here at Elkhart's Northside Gymnasium, a facility that will hold close to 8,000 people. And right now it's about 2-1 Mishawaka fans over the Wayne Generals fans as Mishawaka holds a 32-23 halftime lead. With our studio producer, Baylen Brake, I am Brett Rump. High above the court here in the second level, balcony in the corner. Glad you're joining us for a Saturday afternoon of high school semi-state basketball. Also in action today, you've got Blackhawk Christian and the Canterbury Cavaliers. Wayne has some work to do to get a date with Fishers, the number one ranked team in Class 4A, coming up tonight here in the semi-state championship. Mishawaka with the basketball. They get it to Pritchett. Pritchett to Snyder, top of the key. Barnes will pick him up. Snyder, the hot hand, had three triples in that first half. Now Fisher in the corner to Trey Thomas. They go down low, got a man open, and he missed the bunny. That was Cooper Pritchett. And the Wayne Generals on the run. They go to Dillard underneath. Reverse layup, he missed it, got it back, and Dillard puts it in and immediately shows his impact. He sat almost the entire first half after picking up two early fouls. He makes it 32-27. Mishawaka, front court. Snyder goes in the corner to Thomas, back up to Snyder. Snyder against Javon Lewis. Here's a cutter in the lane, Trey Thomas, and he got it stripped away. Blindside help came from Chase Barnes. Barnes into the front court on the bounce. Dribbles out to the right wing, and he'll slow things down. Didn't find the numbers to try to attack. Here's Lewis, pull up foul line, rims out, rebound tipped. It'll go out of bounds in the corner, and it stays Wayne basketball. Generals trying to close the gap. They got down 6-0 at the start of this game, and they've never been able to go over the hump. They have never led. They've been as close as two. 6:45 remains, third quarter. Barnes on the dribble, pulls up right elbow jumper, got it to nestle in. Chase Barnes with 12 points, and the Generals, the first four out of the break. They've cut it down to 5, 32-27. Snyder against full court pressure, spins and comes across the timeline on the dribble. Snyder, had it poked away, a reach around by Lewis. Lead pass goes to Miles. Miles just threw the ball away, and now Mishawaka's got numbers. Here comes Fisher down the lane to the basket, and his finger roll is off to the right, no good, and the rebound tipped out of bounds off Mishawaka. And Mishawaka probably wants to slow this game down. They went on the attack, and that's exactly the pace that Wayne wants. So a quick timeout is called here early in the second half. 6:11 on the clock, third quarter. 32-27. Mishawaka still holding a 5-point lead over the Wayne Generals. Mishawaka 20-7 on the year. Wayne comes in with a 22-3 mark. Wayne under their first-year coach, Anthony Brewer, while Bodie Bender in his second season as the coach of the Cavemen had a 20-7 season a year ago, trying to take it a little further this year. Mishawaka in their home white uniforms. They've got the deep maroon letters and numbers, while Wayne in road red uniforms with blue letters and numbers. What happened to big white numbers on colored jerseys? It must be such an 80s thing. Dillard inside, missed, but a putback is good by Preston Comer. And the Generals, a six-point run to start the second half of close to within three. Snyder on the dribble between the circles. Steps to the arc, fires a three, and it's no good. Rebound Pritchett. Pritchett, a pump fake. He went up, and it got tied up, and the arrow points to Wayne. Preston Comer stood his ground, and when Pritchett went up, he went up, got the block. It was clean. Pritchett came back down with the ball, and that forced the tie-up. Now the Generals could draw to within one or perhaps even tie the game on a three-pointer. Long range two is good by Chase Barnes. 14 in the game for Barnes. And the Generals, an eight-point run to start the second half. It's a one-point game and then a foul in the backcourt. Generals reached in and they call it against Quaylen Miles, a 6'1 senior, trying to pick the pocket of Brady Fisher, 6'4 senior for Mishawaka. 5:16 left, third quarter, 32-31. Wayne has not led in the game. They are trailing by one, Mishawaka front court, and now Fisher just outside the arc, left wing. He's going to drive, float, dish it underneath, and from in close, the shot blocked from behind. Here comes Wayne, looks for their first lead. Barnes spins, fades, shoots, and comes up short. Tough shot for Barnes, more of a heat check, then a long pass into the front court for Mishawaka, and he traveled. They got it to Pritchett, and Pritchett took two steps to avoid the pressure defense and got called for it. He did it right in front of the official. Turnover for Mishawaka, and again, Wayne, a chance to get their first lead of the game. 4:44, clock is running. We're in the third quarter. Mishawaka, 32, Wayne, 31. Lewis at the arc, gives to Comer. He'll take a long three. It's too strong. Rebound chased down by Dillard. Tips it out to Barnes. Barnes drives, dishes. Dillard, the slam dunk with two hands. And for the first time in the game, the Wayne Generals are on top. 33-32. 10 straight in the quarter, scored by the Generals. Fisher on the perimeter, cut off, cross courts it. Where Thomas puts it up between the circles to Snyder. Jackson Snyder goes on the wing to Nelson. Foul line Fisher, or to Thomas. Thomas's 15-footer comes up short. Wayne the rebound. They got a chance to extend. They lead it by one. Here's a drive, Lewis. A kick out in the corner. No shot there for Barnes. He'll give it back to Lewis on the perimeter. Lewis. Little shake and bake with the dribble. Now a crossover and a drive. Lewis to the rack. Lays it in. A 12-0 run to start the second half for the Generals. They lead it 35-32. 3:25 to play in the third. Snyder to Thomas, left wing. Thomas will dribble all the way up between the circles. Hand to the point guard, Snyder. Bounce pass, got past everybody and out of bounds. A turnover for Mishawaka. And a timeout called by the caveman. It is all Generals, literally and figuratively, here in the third quarter. They've outscored Mishawaka 12-0 in the frame. And with 3:10 remaining before the end of the quarter, the Generals now on top 35-32. You're listening to High School Basketball presented by Parkview Sports Medicine on 1380 The Fan and 100.9 FM. 3 minutes, 10 seconds remains here in the third quarter, and it's all Generals since halftime. Generals with a 12-0 advantage in the quarter have taken a 35-32 lead over the Mishawaka Cavemen, and Wayne with the ball out of the timeout. Here's Lewis, and he goes to drive baseline. They called him for a travel. Made the catch, little pump fake, and then drive, and they say that his feet shuffled, so it'll be a turnover for Wayne, giving it to Mishawaka. A three-point contest, and Wayne again puts on the full court pressure. Inbound to Rashawn Johnson. Johnson works against the defense of Barnes. They'll double Johnson, almost forced to travel. Snyder has it up top between the circles on the wing, where it is Nelson. Outside, Nelson's going to shoot it, and his three, no good, but an offensive rebound, and on the putback by Trey Thomas, it goes out of bounds. It was blocked, and it stays Mishawaka basketball. Wayne leads it, 35-32. Wayne did not lead at all in the first half. Fisher in the paint will force a shot. Have it blocked. Dillard having an impact here in the third quarter. On the run, they give the lead pass to Dillard. And as he goes up for the layup, a lot of contact, no whistle. The layup missed, but a fight for the rebound goes off Mishawaka out of bounds. That play right down in front of us, and it looked like Dillard had someone hanging on his wrist. Wayne inbounds. Dillard gives to Barnes. Barnes top of the key. Drives, spins, floats, and hits a tough shot. What a bucket for the junior, who now has 16 points, and Wayne up by five. Johnson on the perimeter to Pritchett. Spins, and he can't get it. Mishawaka still scoreless in the quarter. 14-0, Generals. Comer, pull up, right wing. Got it from 15 feet. The Generals have outscored Mishawaka 16-0 here in the third with a minute 50 remaining, and have opened up a 7-point lead, and then a steal in the backcourt. Wayne has it. Lewis down low. Comer goes up. Layup missed. Rebound tipped in. 41-32. This game has completely changed during our 10-minute halftime session. And a foul is called on Wayne as Rashad Johnson went to drive. He bumped into the chest of the Wayne defender, and they call it a block. Barnes picks up his second. And the ball will be inbounded by Mishawaka, who all of a sudden finds themselves down 9. They led by 9 at the beginning of this quarter. Minute 20, clock running. Johnson, top of the key, throws to the left wing. And an entry from Pritchett into the post, and they're going to foul Fisher from behind. Wayne fans don't like the call. The foul on Kalen Williams. Thomas, his first. Minute 12 remains here in the third quarter. And Wayne has opened up a 41-32 lead, and they have outscored Mishawaka 18-0 in the third quarter. Johnson at the arc. Ticking down to about a minute left in the third, and there's a pass to the wing. Deflecting it was Lewis out of bounds. It will stay Mishawaka basketball. Cavemen just have to be in shock at this point. Snyder, guarded by Lewis, spins, throws on the wing to Johnson. He'll launch a three, and it's no good. Rebound to Comer of Wayne. Mishawaka just trying to find answers right now. This Wayne defense has picked it up a notch, and Mishawaka seems to be all out of sorts. Last 42 seconds of the quarter, Lewis with complete isolation. He's the only player on the right side of the court. Now Dillard is going to head to the corner. There's a drive, a dish down low, and a pass across the lane to Dillard. He missed it. He got it back, and as he goes up the second time, Dillard is fouled, and he'll go to the line to shoot a pair, trying to extend this 9-point lead for the Wayne Generals. 27.1 seconds remains, third quarter. It is an 18-0 run in the quarter by Wayne. First free throw, good for Dillard. 65% free throw shooter on the season. Gets his sixth point, and now Dillard, who sat most of the first half. 2.5 minutes into the game, he had 2 fouls and sat the rest of the first half. Second free throw is nothing but net. It is a 20-0 quarter Advantage Wayne. They're up double digits, 43-32, with 21.4 seconds remaining and a foul in the backcourt on Javon Lewis. That's his first. The winner of this one plays number one ranked Fishers tonight. If it's the Generals, Caleb Hatch will be here with play-by-play action from historic Northside Gym in Elkhart. On the perimeter, the dribble by Fisher. He got bumped into, and that's another foul on Lewis, his second. 9.1 seconds remaining in the third. It's free throws because that is the fifth foul of the quarter. Second one on Lewis, and to the line, Brady Fisher. And he's good. And Mishawaka has a point here in the third quarter, and it comes with 9.1 seconds. 43-33, and they've got 2 points in the quarter. Fisher makes them both, and now Wayne the final shot. Front court, here's Lewis. Down to three. Lewis, three-pointer on the way, and he missed it. Long rebound goes to Mishawaka, and that will end the quarter. What a third quarter by the Wayne Generals. Down by nine at the half. They outscore Mishawaka 20-2 in the quarter, and they lead it 43-34 as we go to the fourth when we return. This is high school basketball, the boys Class 4A semi-state from Elkhart. Presented by Parkview Sports Medicine on 1380 The Fan and 100.9 FM. It may have been one of the most important quarters of basketball we just witnessed for the Wayne Generals. Outscoring Mishawaka 20-2 in the third quarter. Not only getting their first lead, but getting a double-digit lead before Mishawaka got a couple of free throws with 9.1 seconds remaining in the third quarter. Their only points of the entire third period. Mishawaka starts with a basketball here in the fourth. Wayne cannot let up the intensity. Here's Snyder dribbling to the baseline, double teamed. Wayne reaching, trying to force it out of there. It goes to Thomas on the perimeter. Here's Fisher. Fisher, foul line jumper, too strong. Rebound tipped once, tipped twice, and it's gathered by Pritchett. Misses a putback, but on the rebound, he got fouled. And let's see if they're going to say he was going up to try to put it back without coming down. They might give him free throws. They will. They'll give him two free throws. So to the line, Cooper Pritchett of Mishawaka, a 70% free throw shooter. He'll shoot two with a 9-point deficit. And the first one up and good. 7:37 remaining. An 8-point Wayne lead. Number one ranked Fishers awaits the winner. And the second one, no good. Rebound goes to Wayne. Harrington Terry gives the outlet to Miles, who gives it up to Lewis. And now Javon Lewis slowing it down. Wayne will try to take a little clock. Miles up top, Dillard. He'll hand on the left wing to Lewis. Between the circles, Carrington Terry hands to Barnes. Barnes gives to Dillard. He'll hand it to Miles, and Wayne just works with four men around the arc. Lewis, he's going to drive. Got past his man, and as he dished it in the paint, a foul is called on Mishawaka, and it will be on the drive by Javon Lewis, so it'll be out of bounds to the Wayne Generals with 7:04 to play. Wayne up by eight, 43-35. Inbound, Dillard up top to Miles. He'll give it right back to Javon Lewis. Now down low, Dillard turns, faces, shoots, and missed it. But a tip in by Case Barnes. What a vertical. Barnes just went up over everyone and tipped it in. 18 for Barnes. 10-point lead for the Generals. A drive, the pass deflected, but it made it to the wing. And Troyer has it. Beating Snyder. Snyder baseline. Step back 15-footer. Too strong. Long rebound to Lewis. Lewis pushes it quickly. Look out. He's got a man coming from behind. Lewis drives to the basket. Forces up a layup and had a man hanging on his arm. And Javon Lewis is going to go to the line to shoot a pair. Try to give Wayne their biggest lead. They've led by as many as 11 after going on a 20-0 run in the third quarter. 45-35. Lewis has his 11th point on the first free throw. Averages 20 points a game. 11-point advantage. 11 points from Lewis. And the second free throw, nothing but net for the 81% foul shooter. And Wayne, their biggest lead, 47-35. 6:20 left. Front court, Mishawaka. Snyder on the dribble. Double team near the center circle. Ball knocked away into the backcourt. Snyder collects it. Now he gives it to Troyer, right wing. To Fisher. Fisher, a little fadeaway from the right angle. No good. Rebound battled for. It's on the deck. Still battled for it. And it's pinballing around. About four players dive for it. Mishawaka gets it. Snyder takes a three, and they're going to call Dillard on the follow-through. After the block of the three by Snyder, they call Dillard for a foul. It's a late whistle, and it seemed to be well after the shot. But it's three free throws coming for Jackson Snyder. Jackson Snyder. 47-35. Snyder, 82% on the season, and he makes the first of three. 47-36. He's got double figures now at 10 points for the 5'10 junior point guard for Mishawaka. Second one is no good. So he split the first two. Wayne reacted like that was the free ball, but the officials had to blow the whistle to stop them and give Snyder his third free throw. 5:55 left. And he missed the third, so he only made one out of three. And on the rebound, we got a foul called, and it's going to be whistled against Mishawaka. Wayne, an 11-point lead with the ball. A pass down low, deflected away, but Wayne keeps possession. Good job of recovery by Dillard. And then a pass by Lewis across the court, intercepted. It's going to lead to a wide-open layup by Mishawaka's Trey Thomas that cuts it down to 9. 47-38, 5 minutes left. Javon Lewis on the wing to Miles, up top near the circle to Lewis. Left side, Barnes. Barnes centers the floor, drives down the right side of the lane. Big collision, bodies flying. And they're going to say it was out of bounds. Last touch by Chase Barnes. Another turnover by the Generals. Wayne trailed by 9 at the half. They outscored Mishawaka 20-2 after going on a 20-point run out of the locker room in the third quarter. Things have been about even now here in the fourth. Mishawaka down by 9 with the ball. Here's Thomas, low block outside to Snyder, closing quickly Lewis. He'll give it off to Pritchett. Pritchett's going to drive. Dish got a man open, and underneath it's laid in by Trey Thomas of Mishawaka, and it's a 7-point game. And now this big Mishawaka fan base that has made it here to Elkhart on their feet. Wayne, almost a four corners. They are spaced out. Miles, Lewis, dangerous pass. Lewis got it on the wing to Barnes. Back to Lewis. 4 minutes left. Barnes corner, won't shoot the three. Had a chance, didn't take it. They go to Dillard down low. He'll cross quarter to Miles. Right corner, Comer. Dangerous pass up top. Gets to Lewis. Corner, Barnes. He'll shoot it. And Barnes hits a three. 21 in the game for Chase Barnes. And a 10-point lead for the Generals with 3:40 left. High post, Thomas. Goes to pass to a cutter, and it's behind his man and stolen by Wayne. Turnover for Mishawaka with 3.5 minutes left, and that quiets down the crowd. Now you've got Javon Lewis driving, dishing, and it went right through the hands of Comer. Turnover for Wayne. 3:24 left. Wayne 50, Mishawaka 40. Wayne hoping to get into a game tonight against Fishers to play for their first semi-state championship in school history. Ball almost picked away from Pritchett. Now it's down low and the layup good by Thomas. That's 6 points for Thomas. Back-to-back buckets, and with 3 minutes left, it's an 8-point Wayne lead. 50-42. Javon Lewis. With Lewis and Barnes, Wayne has two outstanding free throw shooters. Here's Lewis on the dribble, drives, dishes to Dillard. Dillard lays it in from the left block. 10-point lead, 9 points for H.J. Dillard. Fisher gets it down right block, turns, puts it up off the window. It's good for Brady Fisher. Back to an 8-point contest with 2:29 remaining, and we've got a timeout being called. 52-44 on the scoreboard. Wayne the lead over the Mishawaka Cavemen, and you're listening to High School Basketball presented by Parkview Sports Medicine on 1380 The Fan and 100.9 FM. For those of you tuning in for the Purdue game in the Big Ten Tournament, we're going to get to that as soon as the final horn sounds of this one, where we have 2 minutes and 29 seconds left. Wayne 52, Mishawaka 44. Wayne was down by 9 at the half and outscored Mishawaka 20-2, including a 20-point run to start the quarter. And they've controlled it since. Now against full court pressure, Wayne breaks it easy. A bucket by Dillard, but they're going to wave it off. A charging call. Really good movement of attacking after breaking the pressure. They had a 3-on-1. And it went from the top to the left side, across the lane to the right side, and Dillard went up and laid it in, but his forward momentum took him right into Mishawaka's defender, who came over and set up position to draw the charge. So it's an 8-point lead, and now you've got Fisher on the drive. It's poked away. Barnes, lead pass Lewis. Lewis to the bucket, layup, no! Rebound, put back good by Carrington Terry. 10-point lead for Wayne. Snyder just got it poked out of his hands, and it goes to Wayne's H.J. Dillard. He'll give it up to Javon Lewis, who gets fouled in the backcourt with a minute 59 left. And now Wayne and their fan base starting to feel good about this 10-point lead with under 2 minutes left and an 80-plus percent free throw shooter going to the free throw line, and Javon Lewis to shoot two. Lewis, the left-hander, flips it and hits. Wayne by 11. They could match their biggest lead of 12 if he can hit this second one. 13 in the game for Javon Lewis. And a substitution in for Mishawaka. They put Landon Johns into the game, I believe. Johns, a 42% three-point shooter, in the game for his offense. Both free throws good. It's back to a 12-point Wayne advantage, 56-44. Rashawn Johnson outside. Here comes the three, and it's no good by Johns. Rebound to Wayne, and now Lewis is going to try to burn some time with the dribble. No, he sees a path. He'll take it all the way to the basket for the layup. 58-44, biggest lead for Wayne. And a big collision under the basket. No whistle, no foul. And the ball ends up squirting free to Wayne. The Generals have it up by 14 points. Barnes double teamed, and Anthony Brewer says that's a danger zone right there near the center circle. I'll take a timeout. 1:21 remains, and now fans heading for the exits here at Elkhart. 58-44, the Generals lead it. Once again, Purdue basketball against Wisconsin will join it immediately upon this game's finish. I'll tell you that Chase Barnes has scored 21 points to lead the Generals. You've got 15 from Javon Lewis. Wayne was down 6-0 right at the start. They never led in the first half, and they trailed by 9 at the break. It was 32-23 at halftime. But Wayne just came out and blitzed Mishawaka in that third quarter, scoring the first 20 points of the second half. And from that point on, it has been Wayne in control. Minute 15, Wayne inbounds, and Lewis is going to dribble. Around the arc, he'll give to Comer. Cross-court pass to Barnes. Chase Barnes is chased, and he's fouled. Rashawn Johnson guilty of the foul with 1:05 left. It will put Chase Barnes to the free throw line, and statistically the best free throw shooter for Wayne at 86%. He also has 21 points in the game. The junior flips and hits the first of two, and Wayne extends the lead to 15 points. Well, it is starting to look like Wayne and Fishers will be our semi-state championship game tonight as Barnes hits the second. Now Johnson in the front court for Mishawaka, and they call a hand check on Chase Barnes with 59.7 seconds. Very light contact on the drive, but they say he kind of armbarred him, so with Wayne in control, up by 16 points. Here's a shot missed. Offensive rebound, put back Snyder, and he gets fouled while making the bucket. 53.3 seconds. And Jackson Snyder, with the points and the harm, will have a chance to finish off a three-point play. He's got a dozen. Looks for his 13th point. The free throw's on the way and good. 60-47. Inbound Lewis lobs it into the front court. Comer, he's going to drive and finish with the right-handed flush. That's double figures now for Preston Comer. He's got 10. Wayne's lead is 15. And an offensive foul is called on Rashawn Johnson of Mishawaka. 39.6 seconds left. Wayne in control, up by 15 points. And now let's see if Mishawaka is just going to back off. Wayne will inbound backcourt. Barnes will give it to Lewis. Lewis standing underneath Mishawaka's basket. Now he dribbles through two defenders front court. Tried to throw a pass down low to Dillard. It was tipped away and stolen. And then Barnes steals it back at midcourt. 27 seconds. Anthony Brewer waving the arms to get the fans to get on their feet and support these Generals. The first year Wayne coach is going to have a shot at the number one team in the state tonight as the Generals complete the comeback. Down by 9 at the half, they are going to win it here at Elkhart in game 2 of the semi-state. Final score 62-47. Caleb Hatch is here tonight for all the coverage of the semi-state championship between the 23-3 Wayne Generals and the number one ranked team, the Fishers Tigers.